With his friends, this year should be Luinishmas Harav Yaakov Ben Rav Nachum Mordechai, the Navimitz Gareva Zecher Tzadik Levrach, and it's based on his Torah. The Pasuk says, V'shachtu also called us Israel, talking about the Karban Pesach. The Gemara says, Amr Rav Yeshua Ben Karcha, famous Gemara Kedusha Malaf on the base, V'chi Kulam Shochim, V'haloeno Shochit Ala Echad, Ala Mikan Shishlucha Shaladim Kamoso. So what does it mean, everybody shecht, v'shechtu also kol ha'kaladas Yisrael bein arbaim? Not kol ha'kaladas Yisrael, not everybody's shechting it, only one person's shechting it. So from here you learn that shlucho shaladim kemoso, v'pshuto mevor b'zeh, you see from this bepashtus, that the mitzvah of the shechit of the Karban Pesach is on the bailim. That's why we have to come on to shlichus. Shlucho shaladim kemoso, it's like they're all shechting. So, why do they all have to shecht? Let one person shecht. Why does it mean they all have to shecht? Why are they all shechting the Karban Pesach? The answer is because the mitzvah of the shechit of the Karban Pesach is on the Bailim. And it's also on all the B'nai Chabura. The B'nai Chabura are responsible for the fact that it should be shechted, like we see in the Gemara. That a chabura, that their Pesach got lost, and they said to one of the people in the chabura, "Say ubake shushchot aleinu." So they're responsible for the shechita. And there's a richus in Achronim, if by other kachim also there's a mitzvah on the bailim that their karban should be shechted. Is it a mitzvah on the bailim, or is it not a mitzvah on the bailim? Pnei Yoshua, Makna, there in Kiddushin talk about it, say from Minchas Baruch, B'dinei Karban Pesach, B'simin Yad Gimel, he shows the Gemara in Pesachim, Azav Zayin Amit Beis, where it says there, Pesach Ukachim Maikel Meimar, that you should make the bracha lishchot and not al hashchita, because the mitzvah is on the bailim, on the person who's shechting himself. Rashi says, Habailim nitztavu, tichsiv esamach yado v'shachat. You see that by other kachim. The shechita of the karban is the mitzvah. On the bailim, v'chein heyer aminchas chinuch b'mitzvah hey. So, it would seem from the Gemara in Pesachim Zayin Amid Beis, that with Rashi, that the mitzvah of shechitas kachim is dafkan the bailim v'samach yado, the bailim does smicha v'shachat, and the bailim has to shecht. Either the bailim has to shecht or a shliach, but it has to be done mikoch the bailim of the carbon. So you see, it's a mitzvah on the bailim. However, it would appear from the Rambam, we have a chiddush. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Karban Pesach, mitzvah says lishchot pesach barabas el chodesh nisan achachatzos. It's a mitzvah says to shecht the Karban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. After Chatzos, ve'echad ha'ish, ve'echad ha'isha chayav mitzvah zu, both man and woman are chayav in this mitzvah, harei shehemid mitzvah pesach ala shechita. So you see that the Rambam is mamid the mitzvah of the Pesach. On the shechita, the Rambam says that the mitzvah says a lishchot ha'pesach. What's the mitzvah? To shecht the Pesach. So the mitzvah shechitas ha'pesach. V'kach kosev sefer mitzvah mitzvah nandalich. It's even lishchot ha'pesach, sa'pesach. That it is a mitzvah that we are commanded to shecht the Pesach. So even though it's pashit that we require that there should be a hakrabas Pesach b'matan damo, and if the blood was spilled and there wasn't zrikas hadam, the mitzvah wasn't fulfilled. However, we see midikduk lashon Rambam that if the Karban Pesach was properly sacrificed, the mitzvah was fulfilled by the shechita shetzivanu lishchot sa Pesach, that we are commanded to shecht this seh. So this lamb. So the mitzvah is the shechita, but by other kachim. So that's by the, so the Rambam says that the mitzvah of Karban Pesach is the shechita. But by other kachim, even if we say that the mitzvah is on the bailim to shecht, however, the shechita is only a prat miseder ha'akrava, and the ikar mitzvah is not miskayim al yedei hashechita, but rather b'meshekarev ha'karban. From the fact that the carbon is properly brought, that by Karban Pesach the Rambam holds the mitzvah is dafka shechita, But by other karbanos, the mitzvah is that karbanos a karban, and the shechit is only a prat, it's only a detail in the general mitzvah, like he writes in Hilchos Maaseh HaKarbanos, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, mitzvah seseh lasa seder olik mishpat haksuva b'torah, and also he writes in Perek Zayin l'nin chatas, Perek Tes l'nin oshem, that you have to do the seder k'mishpat haksuva b'torah. But the shechit is not a specific mitzvah, it's just part of the general mitzvah of HaKarbanos HaKarban. Kiyum mitzvah nasis by HaKarbanos HaKarban, the shechit and all the avodos are pirtei dinim, their details, in the Seder HaKarban. Mashen came by Karban Pesach, that the mitzvah is miskayemis ayidei shechitas HaKarban, ayidei shechitas HaKarban. As long as the Pesach is karev kedino, the mitzvah is the actual shechita. Kaloshen Rambam writes the chinuch and mitzvah hey, but the minchas chinuch writes lav dafka shechita ela ha'krav adzrikas adam, and he wasn't omel diklu kaloshen Rambam linyan Pesach shehim kelo b'dvarv b'shar karbanos. There's a diktuk here in the Rambam that by Pesach the Rambam emphasizes that the mitzvah is shechita, whereas by other karbanos the Rambam doesn't have such an emphasis. The Rambam says all of the karbanos hakarban is the mitzvah. So it's muchach that the kiyum mitzvah is beguf hashechita, and as long as the Pesach has been properly sacrificed afterwards, then the mitzvah of shechita has been properly fulfilled. It would appear that the Rambam learned it from the pasuk that the Torah was given, and the Torah gave us the mitzvah in this lashon, v'shachtu also kol kahal adas Yisrael. That's the ikar mitzvah haPesach, that it should be that everybody should shecht their korban Pesach. And even though it was said v'Pesach Mitzrayim, that was not a korban, that was kariv b'mizbeach. Nevertheless, since we learn from this parasha gam Pesach l'doros, and we learn in the Mishnah ma'bein Pesach Mitzrayim l'Pesach doros, so it's mashma that only what the Mishnah makes distinctions between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach doros, their differences, but as far as everything else is concerned, they're the same. So guf ha-mitzvah k'suva b'torah by Pesach Mitzrayim is shechita, memela Pesach doros, the mitzvah is also shechita, and that's the makor of Shitas HaRambam, that the mitzvah is dafka the shechita. And it would appear more, furthermore, that in the Sugim Psachim it says that when there's no father to circumcise his son, other people are circumcising the son, the bracha is al hamila, because lo sagi delav I umayil, because he doesn't have to do it. The father doesn't have to do it, so you can say an ala mila. But when the Aviya ben makes them, does the bris mila, he makes the brach of lamel. And it says there also, ba'al mevarach an al hashchita. Normally you make an al hashchita, because you don't have to shecht it yourself. By Pesach and Kachim Michael, the man, what are you going to say about Pesach and Kachim? Well, you do have to shecht it yourself. Ein achinami. Yeah, you have to shecht it yourself. ומשם הביאו המנחס ברוך ומנחס חינוך ראיה שגם בקודשם מצווה על הביילם לשחות, that you have to make the brach of lishchot, because it's the mitzvah dafka for the bailim to do the shechit, and therefore you say the lo. So there's a mitzvah dafka on the bailim to do the shechit of Pesach and kachim. However, it would appear that the Rambam has a different mahalach in this, because be'emes he paskins in the halacha, lahalacha, like the daya that Aviya ben mevarech lamul, not like Rashi and the poskim who hold that lamaskana, that it says hilchasa al biur, al is also lahaba, and gabe mila, it doesn't matter whether it's the father of the son and anybody else, it's always going to be al, it's going to be la, it's going to be al, that's according to Rashi and the other poskim, but the Rambam holds that the father of the son says lamel. But the Rambam writes in Uchas Brachos, Perek Yid Aleph, Hayechud Be'alachi Yid Beis, that Kol Osa Mitzvah Tzetrim, Osa Osa La'atzim, Mavarech La'asos, Osa Osa La'acherim, Mavarech Al-Hasiya. So he writes first that if you do a mitzvah, if you do it for yourself, you say L. If you do it for others, you say Al. And therefore he writes in Alachi Yid Beis, based on that, so if you're putting on tefillin, you say Lehaniach, because you're doing the mitzvah for yourself. You're making the bracha, doing the mitzvah for yourself, but malas benam mevarech lamalas haben, because it's doing it for yourself. Shachat pischov v'chagigas mevarech lishchot, because doing it for yourself. So in zavur lahedya, shekenu mefurish bedivrei agemara pesach v'kachim maikel meimar, that this is not talking about regular kachim. To prove from this point that even shechitas kachim is sabaylim v'divrei minchas baruch v'minchas chinuch, rather ala chagiga boim haPesach. Again, the Rambam says im shachat. Shachat pischo v'chagigaso v'chagigaso, so you make a lishchot, because there it's a mitzvah for dafka you to do it. You have to say lishchot because you have the mitzvah of shechita. But the Pesach and the Chagiga, so when the Gemara says kodshim, the Rambam learns not like the Minchas Baruch and the Minchas Chinuch that it's talking about all kodshim, but rather it's only talking about the Pesach and the Chagiga. The kodshim is the Chagiga that comes with the Pesach. The Menachos Chaim is ready omid on this Ram and also Chav Beis, and he's Nishar B'Tzarichiyun. And in that, the Gemara says that you make the bracha of Lishchot because the mitzvah is on the Bailim Lishchot, even the Chagiga, just like you were commanded to check the Pesach, because in that the Torah says, V'zavach the Pesach L'Hashem Elokecha, Sonu Bakar. So you have to shecht the Pesach, and you also have to shecht the Chagiga. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Mehilchos Korban Pesach Yud Beis Kshem Akriven Asa Pesach Lebrisha Makriven Amo Shlomi V'Yom Yedalet Min HaBakar O Min HaTzon. So when you makriv the Pesach, you makriv together with it the Shlomim Min HaBakar O Min HaTzon. That's pshat in the pasuk when it says V'Zavach the Pesach Shem Lekech HaTzon U'Bakar. So together with that, you bring the Chagiga. So it's a mitzvah, you bring them together, and it's a mitzvah dafka there on the Bailim, but not when it comes to other Kodshim. And that's Be'er Dvarav, Be'ilchas Brachos. Shachat, Pischo, V'chagigaso, M'varich Lishchot. Because that's Mefurish. In the Gemara, M'sachim, Petzach, V'kotshim, Ma'ikel Ameimor. It's calling al Shechitas. It's referring to Shechitas Karban Pesach and the Chagiga that comes with it. But Stam Kotshim, Avo Kotshim De'alma, Ein HaMitzvah Klal Ala Bailim. And the Rambam doesn't bring in Ma'isa Karbanos, B'seder, Asiyas, Olav, V'chatis, V'ashlamim, that the Bailim are Mitzvah Ala Shechita. That itself is the Kiyama Mitzvah, Bishchitas HaKarban. And so it says in the Pasuk that we just brought moments ago, and therefore the Mitzvah is Mutal Al Baal HaKarban. So you have Dafka, according to the Rambam, Pesach and Chagiga, the Mitzvah is in the Baal HaKarban, and by other Kachim not, and therefore the Rambam doesn't mention the other Karban as Mitzvah in the Baalim, only by Pesach and by Chagiga. Ella, if that's true, Hayadin no saying Shim lo shechtu abaylim or shluchim sa pesach, that if the baylim or their shliach didn't shecht the pesach, they weren't mekayim the mitzvah. And even if we say that b'shar kachim shechitas abaylim is in ma'akev, that's because the gufa mitzvah is mekuyemes b'mashah karban karev, and the shechit is only a prat, it's only a detail in the seder akrava. But in pesach lefi divrei Rambam, that the gufa mitzvah is the shechita, like we said, and the pasuk says v'shachetu also kol kaladas Yisrael. And we say that shchut shaladin komoso because you require shchitas habayilim or shlucham, and if the pesach is shechta shlo b'shlichos habayilim, mitzvah was a miskayim, and the carbon's pasul. So it would seem that if that's true, according to shchitas harambam, that if, since you require that the carbon pesach be shechted by the bailim, if it isn't, hadin no sein, that there isn't a kiyum mitzvah, because when it comes to other kachim, as we said, you don't need bailim to shecht it, but by Pesach it's absolutely necessary, and it's that would seem to be the case. However, it would appear muchach b'shitas harambam that the Pesach isn't pasul. Because he writes in Mefurish Perakei Halacha Zayin that katan sheshechtu lav berishon pater mi Pesach Sheni. That a katan if shechtin, you brought a carbon from him in Pesach Rishon, he's then pater from Pesach Sheni. Now a katan is not a bar shlichus, and nevertheless a Pesach kosher v'niftar mi Pesach Sheni. The Pesach is kosher, and he's pater from Pesach Sheni. B'chein yesh ledaktik midvarv v'perakei Halacha Vav hakatan ein milas avada b'tfilas shivchosav me'akev. Also, mili himanos ala Pesach, shenemar v'chol eved ish lahotzi es hakotten, for hakotten shenis man ala Pesach, harayu mibnei achabura. So in Perakei Halacha Vav, so first of all, you have a raya that a cotton that you shechted for him, he's yotzei, he's Pesach Rishon, he's patrim Pesach Shein, he's yotzei, even though a cotton is not a bar shlichus, and nevertheless the Pesach is kosher, and he's patrim from Pesach Sheini. And we could also be medaktik, the Rambam says in Perakei Halacha Vav, that the katan, the mila of his avodim, and the tevila of his shvachos are not me'akev him from being nimna ala Pesach, because it says v'chol eved ish l'hotzias ha'katan. Now, the katan who is mismana ala Pesach is b'mnei chabura, like the Rambam holds, perak dalet alach dalet shochten ala katanim shibacha b'nei chabura. Now, all the b'nei chabura have to make a shliach to shech the Pesach, like it says in the Mishnah. Tzadi Beis Amar Aleph brought in Kedushin the Sugi of Shlichus, Habar Shav Pesach from Lechatzed Bechashchot Aleinu, that they have to ask the person to shecht for them. And if so, since the Katan is not a Bar Shlichus, how could Ketanim be one of the Bnei Chabura? And that the Pesach should be shechted for him. The Katan can't make a Shliach. So how is he Yotze when they're shechting for him? Again, the Katan is Mismana, he's part of the Chabura, his Milas Avodav v'shivchosav is not ma'akev him from being manuy ala Pesach, but you see from that he's manuy ala Pesach. So here you have, he's registered for the Pesach, and that means that he has to make the bailam a shliach, but he can't, a katan can't make a shliach. So how's the yotze when they're shechting for him? So al korchenu, again, from the fact that he's yotze and yet he can't make a shliach, it must be that since he's registered for the Pesach and it's shechted for him, Karei v'Pesach alav afilu below shlichus, the Pesach is shechted for him even without shlichus. So again, according to our logic, since the Ikar mitzvah is that it should be done by the Bailim, Karban Pesach, Karban Chagiga, if it's not, then you're not Yotze. But you see from the fact that a Katan is Yotze, then you don't need Bailim, because a Katan can't be Mamana Shliach. Now, if the katan is misman al yidei aviv, in other words, even shalom idaitu midin sela bayis, because that's how the katan joins, midin sela bayis, and the sheet of Rashi in the Rambam is that there's a chalois din minu al abayis b'chlolo v'gam katan b'chlal, as Rav Perlov explained earlier, that we didn't bring in this year. So in such a case, we can say that you don't need shlichus hakatan, because the mitzvah of shachtu is on the balabayis, or on the other Bnei HaChaburas. That's all if the Katan is Mismana al Yidei Aviv. So there he's included in the Bayis. However, it's not enough, because you see clearly from the Rambam in Perek Beis that in order for Katana to be Mitzdarev to Chabura, you don't have to come on to the din of Sela Beis Ava Sela Bayis. Even a katan without a father, without an apotropos, he could be nimna ala Pesach. So the question is how he can do so, even though he can't be mamana shliach, and therefore the shechita is not going to be done by him. And we said that the shechita is the ikar mitzvah, but how could he be yotze the mitzvah of Pesach if he's not doing the shechita? Shechit is the whole mitzvah, and he can't do the shechita because he can't be mamana shliach. So when the shechita is done, it's not him doing it. So to answer this, we need to go to Reb Chaim Halevi, famous Reb Chaim Halevi, who answers another kasha, Perakel HaChazayin, that how's the cotton become pater from Pesach Sheni when he does Pesach Rishon? He's not a barchiv in Pesach Rishon that they shechted for him. So if you eat matzah when you're a shote, a person eats matzah when he's a shote, and then he becomes sane, he's not yotze because he wasn't a bar chiyuva, he was putter. So katan also. If katan ate matzah, he's not yotze. If in theory you hold like the shita that says that it's bidiyuk, you become a gadol. When you're bidiyuk, 13 years old, if you're born at 9 o'clock at night, then it's 9 o'clock at night. So if he eats matzah at 8:45, so he's not yotze, because he's not yet a gadol. There's not motzi him begadlus, because you can't be kaima mitzvah when you're pater. So how does he become pater from Pesach Sheni when they shechted Pesach Rishon? So from this, Reb Chaim proves that you're right, there's no, they're not a kaima mitzvah Pesach, but they're b'nei karban Pesach. that they're yotze the chov of Korban Pesach. So there's no kiyum mitzvah, but there's a chalos din minui, and there's a chalos din that he's yotze. Avol mikomokol b'nei Korban Pesach ninu. So it counts for them even though they're not mekayim a mitzvah. Later on he suggests that maybe there even is a kiyum ha-mitzvah. So that's shver, because how can there be a kiyum ha-mitzvah if he's not doing the shechita? But if you say that there's no kiyum ha-mitzvah, but that he's still yotzei yedei chovaso, so then we can explain. That's how the katan is yotzei, that's how a katan can do Korban Pesach. The mitzvah is the shechita, and the katan is not doing the mitzvah, but like Reb Chaim says, there's no kiyum ha-mitzvah, however, he does become pater. He is yotzei. The Pesach does count for him. Since the Pesach counts for him, so you're right, he didn't do the mitzvah. Anyway, the mitzvah is shechita, he can't do it, because he can't be a man a shliach, but at least the Pesach counts for him. And Rav Perlov is a marich in this sugya, and we are going to stop here, give ourselves a bracha, that we should continue, lilmod ulalam ed lishma v'las l'kaim z'kol d'vrei salma torasu v'yahava, and that we should learn a lot more of the Novominsky's Torah. We're still within the Shloshim of the Tzaddik's passing, and we should be Zocha that he should be a Melech Yosher for us, one of the great Torah leaders in the United States of America, and we should be Zocha to learn a lot more of his Torah, because his Torah is always very, very sweet and deep. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.